Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light of life. The Bible's hands go, the hills may tumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, we read an interesting passage there. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, after I read that verse, he said that the fearful and the unbelieving, those that do not act on faith, and they have part in what? The lake of fire. You see, a lack of faith condemns. Not being unelected, that is not what condemns us. It is a lack of faith. Now, a lot of times people mistake things that have to do with our part as Christians. For example, Judah was in the kingly line in Israel. Levi was the priestly line of Israel. Well, the Bible says the body of Christ has many parts. Not everybody can be an eye. Not everybody can be an ear. He said sometimes what seems to be last is most important. Something that seems least might be most important. All right? So we just don't know. We just don't know how important our part is. But we do know this. We each have a part in the body of Christ. And so that, you can be a part of Judah, and so God has you one part. Or you can be a part of Levi, and God has you another part in Old Testament Israel. When the like matter, as Christians, God has us in different responsibilities. Not everybody's a pastor. Not everybody's a teacher. But everybody is called to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see God wants all men to be saved. And he uses saved people, that is you and me, who know Christ as Savior. He uses us as the vehicles for the unsaved to hear the gospel. In 2 Corinthians 5:11, Paul said, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest in God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience." Now, how would he persuade men if only the elected are going to get saved? How would he persuade that? You see, again, we see that when you really just put some common sense to the Word of God, some of these doctrines that are built on a strong intellect, but not really Bible doctrine, don't hold up. In Ezekiel 33, verse 8, "When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand." And people say, what does that mean, his blood is required at my hand? Well, simply it means you're going to lose the reward God had planned to give you for that. "Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul, you've kept your reward, and you don't have that eternal shame, and you don't have to, through out your heavenly experience, look down and say, that person's in hell because of me." He says, "Saying to them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die, O house of Israel?" Now, think about that. Here is, on the one hand, he's saying, if you don't warn the wicked from his way, he's going to go to hell, but I'm going to require his blood at your hand. If he's elected to go to hell already, how can he require that at my hand? Okay? And then the same way, in verse 11, he says, he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. If he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, then why would he elect some to go to hell? You see, again, just apply some good old everyday Holy Spirit sense to the Word of God, and some of these doctrines begin to fall apart that men purport, that were born in intellect but weren't born of the Spirit. Now, this is a true doctrinal statement. God wants us to see that we do our part in getting the gospel around the world through missions, and also that we get the gospel throughout our communities in which we live through personal witnessing. Now, my friend, that's a doctrinal statement I just made. It's as doctrinal as eternal security. So let me say it again. God wants us to see that we do our part in getting the gospel around the world through missions and in the community through personal witnessing. Many of you would become very volatile if I said you believe in people as being predestined to hell. You say, Brother Andy, I don't believe that at all. Yet, if you aren't willing to give to missions and you do not witness, then you're a practicing Calvinist, as that's called. You are one that's practicing that doctrine, whether you say you believe it or not. Now, there are people that have Bible studies and they listen to Christian radio like you're listening to right now, and they have other things going on, but they're not talking to the world about the gospel, and they're not seeking to see that the Word of God gets spread around the world. Well, you can have 100 Bible studies and listen to 100 different radio broadcasts, but if you're not seeking to get the Word of God out and helping with missions, then, my friend, that Christianity is very shallow. It doesn't matter how much of a knowledge of Scriptures you have if it's not put into practice. Scripture without application is shallow Christianity. It's very shallow. Now, I trust that none of our listeners are in that area. And as a matter of fact, I would hope that our listeners are very supportive of getting the gospel out. Do you realize that Christian radio is one of the ways you get the gospel out? If you're listening to a Christian radio station that I'm preaching on right now that does not charge for their time, then, my friend, you support that Christian radio station. Now, don't give your tithe to them. Give an offering. Give your tithe to your local church, and then give an offering. You say, Brother Andy, if I give an offering, I can't go to the restaurant this week. I can't go bowling. I can't go golfing this week. Well, is golfing, bowling, or that restaurant more important than the gospel and the Word of God and souls getting saved? How would you stand before the Lord and just say, Lord, it was much more important for me to go to McDonald's than it was for a soul to hear the gospel? You see, again, just apply some Holy Spirit, common sense, and we see how shallow some of the things we say to justify ourselves really are. Now, don't miss this very important ingredient. In verse 2, he says, continue in prayer. That word continue is defined as to tarry, to remain, to continue, to cleave, to give unremitting care. A farmer may pray for his crops. Does God give him his answer if he doesn't plant, hoe, or harvest? If I'm praying about a certain matter, I must also do my part. You know, I might pray about getting my yard mowed, but if I don't get out there and push the mower, the yard's not going to get mowed. Praying for missions but never giving to missions, or praying for missions and never doing anything for missions, tells me that you're not going to get those prayers answered. You can pray for an unsaved friend to get saved, but my friend, if you never witness to them, you never invite them to church where the gospel is preached, to hear the Word of God, you don't give them a tract, then your prayer is a waste of time, because it's not a prayer of faith. A prayer of faith acts on what is just prayed to the Lord. So continue. That is, persevere and give unremitting care to this thing of praying for souls. He goes on to say, watch in the same with thanksgiving. And that word watch is defined as to give strict attention to it. Guard against indifferent praying that speaks the same prayer without faith, without expectancy or hope. Some people pray every night, and they've been praying the same thing every night and every day for years with no thought of, is God answering this prayer? And your prayer has become vain repetition. Keep from allowing your thoughts to wander, to take you from the goal. Watch in prayer, my friend. By the way, it's all right to write down things and think them through. before you take them to the Lord to pray. Hezekiah had a letter that he opened up before the Lord when he prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, look here what he's saying. So it's all right to write things down. Think them out as you pray. The heart must be awake unto what the lips are saying if our prayer is to be effectual. Now let me say again. The heart must be awake unto what the lips are saying if our prayer is going to be effectual. When he says there in our text, there continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. That idea of watch is written as a present participle, which expresses continued or repeated action. In other words, stay in an attitude of prayer. Now, Christ mentioned things such as praying out loud for things. For an example, he prayed out loud when he raised Lazarus from the dead, and he did that for the sake of those that were nearby. Now, not for them to think that he is spiritual or something, but their faith might be increased. But also, by way of instruction, he told us, when you pray, go into the closet. A lot of times I pray while I'm driving. Even there are times while I've been preaching, and even on this broadcast, while I am giving you this message, I'll be asking the Lord to help with this and to help with that and to make this clear and to make that clear. And so understand that you can talk to the Lord in many different ways and situations. And he adds there, continue in this prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. As bad as circumstances may be, you keep praying with thanksgiving. Let's think about that. Are you equal to the man Job? Well, most of us would say no. And Job wrote in Job 23:10, but he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now, Job was through some fires. Can we be thankful for the fires? In Isaiah 24:15, it says, wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. Now, Paul goes on and adds, pray for us. With fervent praying is the idea. And that is, pray for their missions. Pray for souls. In verses 5 and 6, we're told about personal evangelism. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. You see, now he's not only saying pray for our missions, but pray for your own personal evangelism and your ministry, because it too needs to be bathed in prayer. And he says walk. In other words, your manner of living. Don't be known for a person who, when you give your word, you don't always keep it, whether it's in business or your social life. Be known as a person that if you give your word, it is good. Pray and ask God to show you how to walk before the unsaved.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.